In the first few months as the Minister for Housing, bringing forward a bill that will address some of the changes needed for the defective concrete scheme. However, I have communicated with him. There's a few issues that need changing. The decision, for example, to fix a cut-off date for an increased scheme cap and updated grant rate at the 29th of March 2024 is simply unfair. It flies in the face of what Minister Darragh O'Brien himself said, the former Housing Minister, publicly promised that early movers would not be penalised. Only 43 homes were actually completed by the 29th of March 2024. That means the vast majority of families well into the process of rebuilding their lives have now been unjustly excluded, and this is unfair treatment. As well as this, splitting eligibility in mid-project is complete madness. It creates a two-tier system that punishes those who acted quickly and in good faith according to what the former Housing Minister had told them to do, often at great personal and financial risk to themselves. We have got people who have started their build in August 2023, who then completed their build in March 2024, before that cut-off date, who are now not entitled. But then somebody else, a neighbour, who goes on the 29th of March, is entitled to the 10% retrospective. To make matters worse, the doubling of timelines for rebuilds through no fault of the homeowners has not gone unacknowledged. The auxiliary grant support scheme will run out. They will be forced to pay rents and mortgages at the same time with money they just simply don't have. Who gains from this? Greedy contractors who are inflating prices, while vulnerable families are left with the burden to carry this and try and get through this scheme. I want to acknowledge the genuine impact this has had on the homeowners. Minister, I know that you, the Housing Minister, did engage with us, and I want to acknowledge that. And together, I do believe that we can create a scheme that is fair and leaves absolutely nobody behind. If only we can do this, we need to listen to those who are affected. I'm urging you to speak to the Housing Minister and reconsider the fixed date of the 29th of March 2024. I know many people who will be left behind at this date, and it remains, I know that this is not the Housing Minister's intention. He can fix this, but he needs to get rid of the date, the 29th of March 2024. Thank you.